This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Oh, welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. Man, we had to, poor Cal had to get up and stand up.
It was really rough on him to bring me in to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. It is the 15th of May, 2021. Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. So if you're expecting a lot out of this show, you might as well just don't. Just expect some humor, fun, entertainment, and you might learn just a little bit. Remember, the most important thing is that we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. Do not think we're giving you legal advice. The only time you're allowed to use us as authority, and I want you to use us as this authority all the time, is around the dinner table when the in-laws come around. You know what? When they say, you just have to stop and say, well, Radio Law Talk. And if you don't know anything about Radio Law Talk, go to www.radiolawtalk.com, click on the podcast section, and then just search. You can do a search of any topic, and you'll say, wait a minute, we're talking about green beans? Let me find out what Radio Law Talk says about it.
I want that. That is going to be, I want the new Radio Law Talk t-shirt. Radio Law Talk. The lower your expectations are, the better we sound.
One of the guys getting this affiliate put out a thing that said, Radio Law Talk, it's not as boring as it sounds.
That's exactly right, Cal.
That would be a great t-shirt. Radio Law Talk, it's not as boring as it sounds. Or the Thanksgiving Information Authority.
Or in-laws. Do that with the in-laws instead of Thanksgiving.
The In-Law Information Authority at Thanksgiving.
Oh, but that's what we're going to have to get a shirt that says that. Yeah, we've got to give some shirts away, don't we? It probably wouldn't hurt to start giving some shirts away.
Yeah, we could do that.
Probably give a shirt away to that guy that appeared nude on the Zoom call in court.
You know? Oh, we could.
Give him a, you know, this clothed defendant brought to you by Radio Law Talk.
Now, this is not a bad thought. Todd's onto something. Can we give these away at the courthouses when the defendants come in with the meth teeth and all the pockmarked face and all that? We just give it to the courtesy of Radio Law Talk.
Well, no, what we're going to do is, this hour, we're going to talk about a couple federal judges that have been tossed off cases for stuff they've said. I'm going to give these judges Radio Law Talk shirts. We can ship it to them and say, you know, here's just wear your Radio Law Talk shirt, even on the bench.
If we're going to hand out T-shirts and shirts at the courthouse, then the slogan needs to be something like, I got 4 years probation, but at least I got a T-shirt from Radio Law Talk.
This is an opportunity here.
Maybe that's what the court should give out, a Radio Law Talk T-shirt. Okay, you've been sentenced to 30 years in prison and a Radio Law Talk T-shirt. Oh, thank you.
Or hear my story on Radio Law Talk.
How about no one divorces Radio Law Talk?
Oh, even better.
Well, that's a better one. If you're injured in an accident, come to Radio Law Talk. Maybe I can say that. Or how do we do a criminal one?
I don't know.
Accused?
I plead Radio Law Talk.
.com.
Nah. Radio Law Talk, reasonable doubt for a reasonable fee.
Todd had the best one. What was the first one about your expectations? Let's write that down.
Radio Law Talk, the lower your expectations are, the better we sound.
And I really love the, it's not as boring as you think.
Yes, Radio Law Talk, it's not as boring as you think.
That's what Cal is actually thinking, is that's an affiliate that put us on and flat out went, man, this is a great show. I thought it was going to be boring. But it Radio Law Talk does sound boring, but you know what? I guess we can't change our name.
The title does sound like, you know, like Brahms' Etude in 4, you know, in G or whatever.
Yes. It's kind of boring. You know,
listen to Grandma talk about Red Riding Hood in her rocking chair, right?
Yes.
Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. Remember, though, this isn't exciting, entertaining, but it's just every once in a while informative, and that's what's important for you guys to remember. So we're going to do a case or no case. We're going to talk about vaccine controversial case, card controversial case. We've got Boy Scout bankruptcy. We're going to get into federal judges telling some lawyers some interesting things. You've got to hear this. And this judge, and we're not saying this is facts of some stuff that this judge has said that are very interesting.
They're on the record.
Yeah, they're on the record. Then we're going to talk about Chris Cornell's family settles a lawsuit. That is an actor, correct? Chris?
No, he's lead singer of Soundgarden.
That's right.
Former lead singer of Soundgarden.
That's right. So we're going to discuss that. And then before we do that, we do the most important thing, which is case or no case, Cal. You can go ahead.
We've got a caller.
Oh, so we got a caller.
Why don't we set up case or no case?
Okay, go ahead.
Case or no case is where our producer tries to fool all of us with a either made up case, factually, or a real case. And that's kind of an odd case.
Well, here's the thing. I just got a call from a listener who said, how can I get a T-shirt? I will buy it. Just tell me.
We're just going to send it away. Guy or gal? Is it a guy or gal?
Hey, it is a woman.
Okay, tell her we will send her
a T-shirt. I'm going to get her address here in a second, okay. And I will send her a T-shirt.
Well, this one will do this. You get on and talk to her, Cal, because our great phone answer is stepped out. So, Cal, you answer the phone, and we're going to go in and talk about this vaccine thing. And then we'll do a case or no case, Cal. Do you want to do that?
That's fine, because, I could give you, I'm going to give you first trivia. I want you to think about this while you're doing this other thing. Okay. What's the percentage rate failure for first marriages, second marriages, and third marriages? They're not the same.
All right.
Failure rate for first.
I know the third is nothing because they're like 80 by that time and they don't die. All right, Cal, we're going to jump into the California man that's being arrested. Okay, now here's the deal. Why are we talking about this? This is the controversy, ladies and gentlemen. Are they going to allow us to carry around a vaccine card, and is it constitutional, and is it ethical, or a violation of HIPAA rules, and or the ADA, or a constitutional issue that you have to show your medical history with this vaccine card around town, right? That's the question that is, I think, the million-dollar question that we're going to determine. This will go to the Supreme Court.
Absolutely.
And to determine whether or not, if I want to go into, let's say, a sports arena, and they say, you have to have a vaccine card, I said, that's my private medical information I'm showing you, whether I've been vaccinated or not, and how. And what about the people that haven't been vaccinated but had the coronavirus? I know a lot of people have had the coronavirus. I've known that I'm not getting vaccinated because I've already had the virus and I'm great now. You know, so I just don't know how this is going to shake out. But the first person has been arrested that we know of out of California for giving out fake vaccine cards to people. By the way, I don't know why. I don't know of anyone at this point that is requiring you to have a vaccine card other than other countries when you come into them.
I know of some. There's some sporting arenas. Like, for example, we live in the market for the San Francisco Giants.
Right.
And down at Oracle Park, the Giants, they have seating designated the vaccinated seating versus non-vaccinated seating. When they first opened up, you had to show proof of either a negative COVID test or a vaccination card in order to be able to get in, and that was based upon the regulations of San Francisco County.
So they're segregating now.
There are some that are requiring that in order to get in, but...
And the question is that even constitutional?
Right.
Right? And it does imply your privacy rights. I get that. But it even goes further because it could imply religious beliefs. It could be political affiliations.
Stop right there. Religious.
Yeah.
You're right.
Because
some religions don't believe in that.
And
right now there are some religions that has been fought before. There have been issues with that, Denise. But what if your religion says you don't want to be vaccinated and you... events, you know, and I think this is going to come to a head. I think I know a lot of states and businesses and venues are careful of that, but we're going to come back, finish, we'll do a case or no case and finish up on this COVID-19 vaccine
vaccine card. We'll be back.
Stay tuned. This is Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations all across the United States. Now this.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-711-9218.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
I'm mean at this time.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
So we're just going to finish up on this COVID-19 vaccine card issue where a bar owner in California had the undercover ABC, Alcohol Beverage Control, found him giving away basically these vaccination cards, laminated and everything, for like $20. But here's my issue. Here's the thing. So, first of all, wrong. What he did was wrong. Look, that's identity theft, forging government documents because it's a CDC document, and falsifying medical records. So I can see that. I get that, and they got to. And you don't do this. That was wrong. You know, that's not an issue that I have with the government at all. The question, the issue that Denise brought up was very valid, and there is an old case that we've discussed in the past, but here's my issue. My issue is what the DA said. The DA came out and said the following. He said, this is against the law, which is exactly right. Everything the DA said was right. He said, this individual is, because he's doing this, people, they're endangering yourself and those around you. You know what? That's a little extreme to say that, Mr. DA, because you're saying, and there's going to be people who are going to disagree with you, that you've endangered someone because you have not been vaccinated. You have now endangered someone and those around you. I don't know that that is absolutely true, and that statement you got to be careful of.
But and honestly, in order to take – we talked about the opinion, the case that we had came across a couple of episodes ago, and it's Jacobson versus Massachusetts from 1905, where an individual is criminally prosecuted because he refused to get the polio vaccine. And he appealed it up to the Supreme Court and said, this is an unjust conviction of this misdemeanor for failure to get that. And the Supreme Court in 1905 said – yeah, we got no problem with the state imposing a criminal law for not getting vaccinated because the state has a vested interest in protecting and looking after the health and welfare of its citizens. And if they want to pass this law, they can do that. Now, the court did include a caveat at the end saying we do envision that maybe some states and some governmental entities can go overboard. And so this is something that will have to be readdressed. But my point is, in Jacobson, they pointed out that if you contracted the polio virus, there was a 96% chance that you were going to develop polio,
right,
and be subject to debilitating, lifelong injury, debilitation, or death as a result of it. Okay, and so I see how a governmental entity like the DA here is going to have to take the same approach,
right,
to COVID-19.
But
citing the death numbers, the argument in the court system is going to be, do the statistics bear out treating COVID the same way the court looked at polio, given the likelihood of death or disability if you contracted the virus? But that's gonna get back to what we talked about before, which,
right,
is trials often come down to what experts say.
Right.
And here's the other point I was trying to make, and make it quickly, and forgive me for interrupting. I think what Fred is saying was the DA tone deaf to the very reason the bar was handing out these cards, was it so people who said, listen, I'm not buying into all of this, so I'm going to find a way, I'm going to find a workaround, because the government's nuts, they're being overly heavy-handed, I can't go to church, but I can't go to Costco, they don't know what they're doing, so how about I just get a fake card for $20 and make my way through the general public, and if you can prove that I get somebody sick, then you can come after me.
Because if the DA had said anything other than this materially affects the health and welfare and disregards the health of other people, and it's catastrophic. If he says anything other than that, then the DA cannot rely on Jacobson versus Massachusetts as a justification for requiring vaccinations.
True.
He has to toe that line.
But this one doesn't apply.
There's another big difference, too,
right,
and this will also come out as experts talk about it, but COVID's airborne. COVID is something that passes from person to person. Polio, they didn't maybe know it in 1905, but eventually they knew that it was waterborne, that you got polio from being in contaminated waters. So there's a big difference, too, about who can contract COVID versus who can contract polio.
But the percentages are so
vastly,
the percentages of death,
not
like,
a little
be
bit,
different.
Vastly different. You're 1% compared to 96%, and here's the point. But the big issue here is that their identity theft, forging documents, that's wrong.
Issue.
That's wrong. You know, that has nothing to do.
And also using people's private medical information, because they were taking people's vaccination cards and copying them, laminating them, and altering them.
Right.
So they're using part that's private in medical information from people.
All these are all allegations, by the way. Go ahead, Todd.
I just think that you look at where we've come as a society, all right? You look at where we've come from 20 years ago, the thing that you got on the black market so you could buy your alcohol and stuff was to get a fake ID.
Absolutely.
That's what it was. And in fact, if somebody took their vaccination card for other things to school, those were the nerds. Oh, look at that guy. He's carrying around his vaccination cards. And now vaccination cards for different things other than school vaccination. But vaccination cards are the hot button, hot topic item on the black market. Wow. Where have we come?
But what is going to be the future of this? And I think that the courts are going to struggle with this given the percentages. And Denise came up with a few, some good arguments there, too, is about, what the cause is. But for the DA to come out and say that quote endangers yourself and those around you. So, DA, if you're not vaccinated yet you have had the COVID, are you endangering people by walking around?
I think they call that, Fred, a barking dog.
Yeah, I don't know. And I think that obviously this person needed to be prosecuted as, and again, the person's innocent until proven guilty. If you if you're doing identity theft, forging governments, falsifying medical records, that is a crime, and then you need to do that. But if it comes down to what's the issue about vaccinations and whether or not you need a card from here on out to go to events or show up to maybe a government place, the Supreme Court's going to probably be hearing that case.
Yeah, I would also remind everyone that a DA is an elected position. And I think that the DA could very well be tailoring his statements to the general sentiment of his constituents.
Good one.
And that if he was in a very conservative county where they thought it was a bunch of bunk, you probably wouldn't have seen it. He's couching his words for votes.
Good point.
Ah, possibly.
Yeah.
Well, Radio Law Talk, we talk about everything, but we are going to get to Case or No Case when we come back from the bottom of the hour. Hang on. We appreciate you following us. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you have any questions. We'll be back right after this.
Jacqueline, your T-shirt is on the way. Stay tuned. This is Radio Law Talk, and we thank you for listening.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The fighting in the Middle East continues. Once again, Hamas is launching rockets towards Israel. They've returned with air fire on the Gaza Strip. The Associated Press said their headquarters were destroyed during an Israeli airstrike on a building after people were told to evacuate. Palestinian authorities say over 130 people have died. Mediation efforts are underway. The U.S. envoy is now on the ground meeting with Palestinians and Israelis separately. Egypt is also working to de-escalate the intense fighting. On Friday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the loss of life was tragic and horrific to watch. She also said President Biden supports Israel's right to defend itself. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Is this real life?
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info at radiolawtalk.com.
So, Mr. Hunter, you're getting, you've got a case or no case that you're having a queue ready for us, isn't that right?
I think that's the plan. Let me make sure that everything is set up here, because, you know, after all of that yakking we guys did,
Well, you know, look, we're a yakking group.
Okay, so here's my question.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's start with this. Question number one. Besides, before the case, which is an interesting case, before the case, percentage of first marriages that dissolve in divorce, year number one. The percentage,
and these are going to be for extra points, correct?
Right, not first-year marriage, first marriages.
First-time marriage.
Correct, first marriage, right. Second and third. So I'd like to know the percent of first, second, and third marriages that end in divorce. And if you get within 5 points, you'll get an extra point on case or no case. Okay?
All right.
This is extra. I know law students love extra credit. Okay, so, Fred, what is the percentage of first marriages that end in divorce, statistically in the United States? Oh, wait. Let me make sure I got you turned on. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. That's fine. So I know it's in the... Okay. I'm going to say 51%.
For first time.
First time. 51.
Okay. Oh, is this like the Price is Right, where if I guess... And but I guess lower. So I go 52%. That's the total jerk move. And
yeah, you can't.
Okay, all right. I just checked.
That's cheap, but good.
$1. $1.
I know they do that. I love the one that I the other day I was watching it. I hate to say it, I did watch it the other day, and it was like 800, 750, 900, 600, or whatever. And then the other guy comes in and goes, 1750. It's like, why not like 900?
59, because like the highest person was like 800 or 900, and he goes to 1750.
The host looks at him like, "Do you know how this game works?"
Are you anyway? Sorry.
Okay, so are you going to have us answer these questions before the case or no case, or after?
Nope.
Let's do it. I want the divorces.
Okay.
We'll start with the first year. Todd, first year.
So, first marriage. Fred went with 51. I'm going to say first year marriage divorce rate. I'm going to go 50. I'm going to go 47%.
Okay, and I apologize. Not first year marriage, but first marriage.
First time marriage. Yes.
And Denise, what's your
47% for me, yeah, first time marriage.
I think Fred's right, but I'm going to go with 50% for strategic reasons.
Okay, so I'm writing this down. 51, 47, 50. Okay, now second marriages?
Second marriages, Fred.
I'm going to say 60%.
You know what? There's no point in any of you going any farther. Fred gets the extra point on second year. It is a second marriage. It is exactly 60%.
Yeah. Wait a second.
Because you wouldn't say 60. You guys would say something else.
You couldn't say 60. You wouldn't do that.
But you said we could be within 5 points.
Well, but let's go to the third.
Okay.
I'm going to start with you, Todd. What about the third marriage?
The third marriage, the percentage. There is no percentage. If you get married a third time, there's just a dummy award they give you. Let me adjust my dummy sign, you know. And look, it didn't work the first two times. What were you thinking? No. Okay, so I'm going to say third year marriage or third time marriages. You know what? I live dangerously. Not dangerous enough to get married again. But I'm going to stick with 47%.
Okay. Denise, what say you?
51%.
Fred, third marriages?
62%.
The latest statistics released by a lawyer group of divorce attorneys that tracks this stuff, I can't remember what it is this. First marriages, 41%.
Todd!
That's 6%.
Yep. Second marriage is 60, as we told you.
Yes, I know.
And third marriage is 73%.
Yes. I was close to 62.
Oh, my gosh.
So I get 2 points, gross. Right, Cal? What's the points?
That's only good for divorce attorneys.
Well,
it is what they do, right?
Oh, my gosh.
So I was fascinated by the numbers because everybody used to say, when I was a kid, don't get married, 50% of people break up. Yeah, well, it's only 41, first off.
41?
And depends on the county. And secondly, if it's your third marriage, you've got an over 7 chance out of 10. 7 out of 10 chance.
You're going to get a divorce.
Yeah.
Well, I beat the odds.
You did?
Yes.
Your second marriage, and you're doing great.
Yes.
You got a great husband. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, he is.
He really is a cool dude.
My wife and I beat the odds. Our first marriage, 50. But anyway, let's move on from
I'm
that.
I'm still married my first
marriage. I'm just bragging because I do.
Okay,
yeah, let's do a case from
the case. Airplane.
I'd marry her.
Airplane.
Yeah, you married up. That's for sure, Cal.
Oh, tell me about that, please. Airline pilots.
Okay, airline pilots. That
have particularly
about.
High divorce rates. As a pilot.
Oh, they do.
David liked everything orderly and organized. And as a mom, Tanya, his wife, did too, but her timing was awful. Every time David come home from out flying for a week or so, it seemed that the house was a mess. The things he asked her to get done, like on the to-do list, not done. You know, change the oil for me, honey, you know, that kind of stuff, get it changed, that kind of stuff. Never done. And David started getting frustrated. So into his life came Elena. A sultry, frequent flyer from Brazil, who was drop-dead gorgeous and flawlessly organized all the things David wanted. Mm-hmm. Tanya thought that David saw Elena too much, and so she decided to go after half of his 401k and his sizable salary. How? By calling cheaters and saying, will you come and put a camera on my husband because I believe he's cheating on me? And they did. And so they broadcast this show, and David went apoplectic. He said, come on, you can't do this. You cost me my salary. You planted cameras in my workplace, including a cockpit of one of my airplanes.
What?
You can't do that.
What?
That's violating my privacy. So I ask you, case.
How did they?
Or no case.
How did they put it in the cockpit?
But they do it all the time. It's interesting.
How do they put it? How do they?
They just broke in. There's always a cockpit camera. It's in there just as a matter of course.
They have to just get it. Yeah.
Or they just have to be able to break into that camera and
hack it.
Pull out. Yeah, hack it. That's the word.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, who goes first on this? I think
you.
It's Fred. It's me.
No, it's you.
That's you, Fred. You're the
okay,
man.
Well, this is an absolutely great thing, and I guarantee you probably did see this on Cheaters, and I think Donna was watching it and said, hey,
she hates this.
Look at this. And this is absolutely not a case, but it's a true scenario. There's a lot of professions that do have high divorce rate. I like to see lawyers are one, police officers are another, mm-hmm. Pilots are. But it comes down to I think this is a scenario, but not a case.
All right, I think that's a fair answer, Mr. Kunin. What say you in the case of the pilot and his Brazilian fling, of whom everyone saw too much?
Well, you know, look. If there was evidence of the pilot's infidelity with his Brazilian fling, and that evidence came by virtue of the cockpit camera, he's got problems far beyond just the divorce, as in letting unauthorized people into that location who, you know, that's what cost him his career if that happened. And I got to agree with Fred. I think that this is a true scenario, but I don't think it resulted in a case.
Denise Dirks, what say you? The queen of divorce attorneys in Northern California, what say you?
I think this is a bait and switch. I think that you're trying to make us think that it's a divorce case, when in fact it's a case where the pilot sues the cheaters and that television show. So it's a different type of a case than what we're thinking. Like, it's not a divorce case. And if it was, the wife's going to get a divorce, and, you know, and if we're in a state where you can show fault, then she's probably going to win most of their assets.
Well, in my setup, I said the pilot went to a lawyer and said, I want to sue cheaters. They cost me everything.
See? I got it.
Okay, so
that must be what gave me a clue that it was against cheaters.
Could be. So what's in you?
I am going to just go out, and I'm going to say that he did go to see about suing cheaters, and that that he sued cheaters, and he got a judgment against cheaters, because cheaters did, in fact, interfere with his employment. And also where he had expectation of privacy in other areas, and they had caught him in private scenarios, that he wins.
Well, Todd, that's why it's you and I are tied. Could be. Who goes here and Denise is more intelligent than us?
I would never want to be a lawyer representing cheaters, because if I learned anything growing up, cheaters never win.
And they never prosper.
And they never prosper. So, you know, you're doomed.
And cheaters are always cheaters.
That's right.
Well, let's come back after the break, and we will find out whether or not Denise is correct or Todd and I concerning the cheaters and the pilot and the lady from Brazil.
You got to admit, it's an interesting thought, isn't it?
Yes.
What are you two guys doing in the cockpit?
We're samba. We're doing the samba.
Yeah, the pilot has turned off the fasten your seatbelt sign. Please return the Brazilian to her upright position.
Stop! Take us out before it gets worse.
All right, that's enough. We'll be right back with more Radio Law Talk in just a bit. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. This is no fun. That's true.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. info@radiolawtalk.com.
Do people think that pilots are handsome in their uniform, and the women pilots are handsome and beautiful in their uniforms too? Is that kind of a thing? I don't know. I mean, like some people like police officers in uniform, both females and males. Or
in the news business, yes. Rookie female reporters used to be referred to as uniform chasers. I'm telling you, they love
that's
men.
That's the old days.
And rookie male reporters, likewise, because they love men and women in uniform. It's just a natural thing.
A uniform. Todd, you should wear a uniform.
Nobody's going to buy that.
I salute you. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Back in the day, like when air travel was still glamorous and only the rich did it and all that.
Right.
Yeah. If you ever watched the movie Catch Me If You Can, which is based on a true story, Frank Abagnale story.
Yeah.
And he played by Leo DiCaprio, and he impersonated a pilot.
Oh, I remember
this is something that took place in the 60s and the 70s. There were no shortage of girls that were following him around because he was a pilot. It was just this glamorous position.
Right. Well, because he was handsome.
Well, now with the, you can get a $70 flight each way. My guess is, I'm going to go out on a limb. My guess is that the Southwest Airlines pilots aren't attracting the same number of groupies.
Fly of the Friendly Skies days, now in the days of a $36 flight to Idaho Falls, probably not.
Yeah.
It's the guys flying the big and gals flying the big jumbo jets to Europe, and that's the glamour.
And yeah.
I don't know. But you know what? How would you like to be, again, pilots hope maybe are listening. What I would hate as a pilot, and I've talked to a couple pilots that love, like one flies for UPS. They love it because they don't have to go through the airports. They don't have to deal with people. You know, they still do, even though they're up front. And you know who I really look up to? I look up to the stewardesses and stewards.
Me too.
Of the airlines, because not only do they have to deal with people that are just some people are so obnoxious. But now they got to deal. Now they're a mask Nazi. They have to do that too.
I think it's
and
much.
And they're a glorified waitress.
It's much easier. Yeah. It's much easier to be a flight attendant for UPS and FedEx than it is for us.
Just slightly. But I do. I commend them because that is a lot of work, and they have to put up with a lot of. Sir, ma'am, I'd like another peanut, please. And let's see, but you didn't give me enough. I need more of this? I'm like,
well, one guy punched out a stewardess because she didn't pick up the garbage in a manner that he thought was appropriate. I mean, it's just sad right now. And it's just because people have lost all sense of decorum. Many people have lost all sense of decorum.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about a pilot case.
Like a pilot who looks around and sees a woman and says, I know I have an esposa, but... Elena, you are beautiful. You are beautiful. So, anyway, those who think that this was a case, may I see your...
A case.
Nobody did.
No. Oh, Denise thought it was a case.
So you thought it was a case, Denise, is that correct?
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
You lied, man. Nailed it.
But you got... You did get some points on the divorce percentages, did you not, Denise?
Nope. Only Fred.
So I've got four, so you got to give me two on the divorce... And two on the case or no case. I get 4 points to these.
Now, next hour, Fred, I'm going to need a little extra time because I have a fascinating case or no case.
Okay, I'm going to give you a lot of time next
hour. That
deals
with a divorce and a life insurance policy outside of the marriage where the family says, hey, that's our money. We need the money to bury her. You can't keep it. So it's an interesting case or no case coming up next hour. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, Denise, I'm sorry you didn't get any points, but that is...
Yes!
Case or no case.
So Fred pulls into the lead.
Uh-oh. You know what I think is interesting, Cal? It just occurred to me.
What's that?
Well, you use the Spanish term for spouse.
Esposa.
And it is very similar to the Spanish word for handcuffs, which is esposas.
Is that right?
Yes. So, and it's very fitting from my standpoint.
My wife sitting behind me said,
you wish.
That's right. she just said that. That's right.
Yes. Okay, I get it.
Speaking of...
And that explains the 70%.
There is a federal judge that is in Houston, Texas, that has, for a number of times, been in trouble for saying things that were not quite... I'm not going to say they were bad. They were just, he's very direct, and Todd's like rolling his eyes. But in a normal sense, you know, but as a judge, you got to be careful what you say. And this judge basically is in a hearing, and this hearing is concerning a alleged individual that's 26-year-old, a former ISIS supporter, and pled guilty to providing material support to a terrorist organization in December 2017, right? This is coming from the ABA Journal again, by the way. So he gets 18 months in prison, and the government was seeking for a 15-year sentence because apparently, which I don't know, which you might know, Todd, you can apply some sort of terrorist option to it, and then they can get a longer sentence than the 18 months. Okay.
Yeah, the sentencing range was quite broad based upon what he was convicted of, based upon his guilty plea, and the government wanted 15 years, and this judge gave him 18 months. 18 months.
Yeah, that's a big difference. That's a huge difference.
Yeah, that's right. And they gave him 18 months, so the government appealed the ruling. Appeal the sentence, which is, you don't often have the government appeal a sentence for a defendant, but the government felt that because of the comments of this judge, And what were the derogatory comments that he
blue,
made?
Blue-suited thugs, and this is what kind of offensive to you, but it's retarded. He said that they're retarded. And then he took that back and said, people who are retarded may have a justification, but basically the government doesn't.
Yeah.
And that's what he said about these individuals. And he also called them, indicating that the government attorneys from Washington are lazy, useless, unintelligent, or arrogant.
So the government's, essentially the government's position is this. Look, a 15-year sentence was appropriate, but the judge gave him an 18-month sentence, not because it was appropriate. He gave him an 18-month sentence because he's sticking it to us as the government lawyers. That's kind of the,
right.
Seems like the gist of their argument. So they appeal to the Fifth Circuit. The Fifth Circuit says, we think that the judge didn't consider what the judge was supposed to consider when handing down a sentence. They send it back to him. And the judge goes in and says, all right, I'm going to consider all of this stuff that the Fifth Circuit said I was supposed to consider, and I'm still giving him 18 months.
Nice.
So they appealed it again to the Fifth Circuit, and finally the Fifth Circuit said, all right, going to be remanded for sentencing again, but you, judge, and I'm using my pointer finger here, you ain't going to sentence this guy. You're off the case. And so now it has to go before a new judge
for sentencing.
And this judge has been booted from other cases before because of inappropriate comments.
By the same Fifth Circuit.
Yes, the Fifth Circuit still reviews him. But there's another part of this, and I don't want to sound like I'm ageist, but he's 70 years old, this judge is, and he doesn't have a filter, it feels like. Because he's not just said little comments. He said, I could write a book with nothing but government abuse.
Right.
You know, he says ordinary routine stuff does not get done because we're all spending our resources on people like the U.S. attorney and the one at the time, which was a very politicized statement for him.
Right.
So he's kind of stepping outside the role of being an unbiased judicial officer and is actually starting to say things that appear to show his bias. And I think once a judge gets into that role where they don't filter themselves and they're not checking their bias every day and trying to keep their bias in check, I do think it might be time for them to retire.
Yeah, he could be. He could. And federal judges, they're for life.
That's right. That was what I was going to say. Is like in many jurisdictions you have your superior court judges. They call them superior court judges. We're here. Others are district court judges. But in most cases, some exceptions, but generally speaking, those are elected positions. And the judges come up for re-election on a 4 or 6 year cycle whenever it's up. And so a judge can be taken out of office by the vote of the people. But for federal appointments, there's only three ways you can step down or no longer be a federal judge. You can retire, you can die, or you can be impeached.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, it sounds like, I wouldn't be surprised if the actions of the Fifth Circuit might be somewhat aimed at laying the groundwork for you either retire or you could be impeached.
Right. So we got about 30 seconds left at the end. Thanks for joining us for hour two. We want to come back to hour three. I want to continue talking about this because there's about seven things that he said that I want to kind of go over that are very interesting. I'm Frederick Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk. Keep your seatbelts on. We are ready for hour number three, and join us at radiolawtalk.com if they turn us off. We'll see you.
And no extra charge for the audio sampler right there at the end of the show. Stay tuned. The third hour is coming up, as Fred told you, right here, wherever you are. If the radio station doesn't play it, let them know.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.